Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Today on the show, I want to talk about chores and getting your kids to do the chores, contribute towards the running of the home, the smooth running of the home and all of that, because I'm hearing from many, many parents now who are really struggling to get their kids to, for want of a better word, to comply, to cooperate. And there's a lot of conflict and agitation around getting them to do certain things. And I'm not talking about them just not listening, that they'll say they're going to do the chores, but they don't do it. So what I want to invite you to look at what typically happens. You know, when you say to them, I want you to do this chore today, maybe you give each of your kids a chore and they don't do it. What's the interaction? How do you go about trying to make them do it, trying to force them to do it? Think about your words. Think about your language. Think about the tone and the energy. What would someone looking at you who couldn't actually hear you read from your body language? And then if somebody else was to listen to you asking your kids to do these things that they've said they would do that they haven't done, what would someone else hear? And this is a tough one to have to actually think about, because very often, I know with myself, if someone else was to hear the way in which I engage with my kids or ask them to do things, quite frankly, sometimes it wouldn't sound very kind and wouldn't sound very nice. So we have to really be aware of the patterns we're stuck in and be aware of our part to play in them, because we co-create the patterns that exist. So if you're asking your kids to do things and they're not doing them for a reason. It's almost because they're getting away with not doing them. They're simply not hearing what you say and they're not taking you seriously. That's the bottom line. They are, you know, you are saying what you're not saying what you mean, and you're not meaning what you say. And this is playing out in all the actions. So if you've got a kid who's just point blank refusing to do the chores, rather than saying to them, you haven't done them, you never do them, why can't you do them like your sister or whatever, ask them why. Go to them and say, what is it? Why are you having such a problem here? Why is it? Help me understand your perspective. Because from there, you need to listen to them. And if they shrug their shoulders and just say, because I hate doing chores, kids shouldn't have to do chores, then you can enter that dialogue with them and say, I know you hate doing them. I hate doing them. No one likes doing chores. We'd all rather be doing the nicer things in life. But life involves a few chores. And as long as you're living under this roof, then you're going to have to contribute towards some of the chores. So what would make it easier for you? And ask them. See if there's something that can be done that would make it easier for them. So there's one way, is just asking them, getting them to explain to you why they're so resistant, rather than you just resisting the resistance. The next thing is to get really clear with what needs to be done and if it needs to be done by a certain time. So often we say to our kids, and I'm guilty of it, hey, will you unload the dishwasher? And they'll say, yeah, sure. And that might be at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. And at 1 p.m., I go into the kitchen and the dishwasher is not done. And I'll go, why haven't you done the dishwasher? And they'll say, no, I'm going to do the dishwasher, as I haven't done it yet. And I realize, you know, when I say, would you do the dishwasher, I kind of hope that they'll just go, sure, Mum, I'll do it right now. I'm going to put down Fortnite and I'm going to get off my phone and come and do the dishwasher. You know what? That's not how it works. They're not interested in doing the dishwasher. It's not a priority. You might have asked them, but at the end of the day, they're going to quite easily forget. So if there's a timeline where you want it done by, then you need to be really clear and say, can you do the dishwasher? I need it done by 10. And then if you want to really check, go to the dishwasher at 10 to 10. If it's not done, give them a nudge. Go up to them and say, hey, you did say 10, just reminding you that it's 10 to 10 now. Can you please go do it? Very different energy than going up to them at 10 and saying, you haven't done it. You said you'd do it. What's wrong? That's the easy way to do it. But that's exactly why the dishwasher's not done at 10, is because the way in which we ask them isn't particularly respectful. So respect breeds respect. The other thing that a dear friend of mine told me that she's been doing during times of COVID, and I'm recording this just as we've actually heard that some of our lockdown rules have been lifted somewhat. So this might be null and void, the little COVID bit to this. Hopefully it will be null and void soon, but I actually think it's a good idea regardless. But she was struggling because she would put a list of chores up and the kids weren't doing the chores. So what she changed was she said, okay, each evening before I go to bed, I'm going to post on a post-it. I don't know how many chores she had, but she has three kids. So let's say she had three chores that needed to be done the next day. She would write them on the post-it and she would say to them, there's three chores on the post-it. Whoever's up first can look at the list first and choose the chore they want to do. Next person up then has a choice of two, and the last person up has no choice. They have to do the remaining chore. I'm going to add the real clear thing and get clarity into that. So it might be chore number one, unload the dishwasher by 10 a.m. Chore number two, do the recycling by 6 p.m. Chore number three, pick up all the dog poop off the lawn by noon. You post it. And then they know first up gets first dibs. So I can assure you the dog poop will be the last one to go probably. And the person who's getting up latest is going to get pissed off with the fact that they're left the most horrible of the chores. So there's the motivation and incentive to maybe get up earlier and beat their siblings to the chore list for the day. You could put six, if you had three kids, you could put six chores on there and the first person gets to choose the first two. So there's a bit of motivation and incentive here to get the easier ones. If you get up earlier, you want to get your kids up. I think this is quite a good way to maybe get them up, because if the longer they sleep in, the shittier chores they're going to have to get done, quite literally perhaps if you have a dog. So there's some ideas on what to do if you're struggling with the kids doing their chores, getting them done, flat out refusing to do them, and being a bit creative with how you put it to them and open the whole dialogue up. So I hope that helps you. If you have any questions, as ever, please feel free to email me, louise@yourparentingpartner.com. If you haven't yet joined my parenting group on Facebook, it's called Parenting in the Thick of It. I'm in there fairly regularly, posting lives, chatting about this and that. And there's lots of really good information in there, guys. So if you're looking for a bit of free support, hop over into Parenting in the Thick of It on Facebook and do join. I'd love to see you there. If you've got friends and family who are struggling, let's face it, who doesn't need a little help every now and again? Share the episode with them. And if you really feel inclined to help me spread the word, please do go and leave a review on iTunes. I'm always super grateful for them and appreciative of to those of you who've taken the time to do this as a little return favor from me. So thank you again. Much love to you all. Till next time. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.